Well, good morning, folks. Welcome back and happy Friday. Time to talk about what's going on in the world with Drive Time Friday. And it wouldn't be a Friday, I guess, if we didn't have the usual problems with Microsoft products like Skype. We are still trying to get David on, and I don't know what's happening there, but we'll try to get him. Anyway, do have Randy Yarborough, so I'll say good morning, Randy. How are you doing? And meanwhile, it looks like David is we'll try to get him connected, too.
Hey, Mark. Hey, it's what, you know, nothing going on. Everything's wonderful out here. So I don't even know why we're doing the show. Maybe we just need to play some easy listening music.
Oh, and lull everybody back to the sleep that they're going to have eventually if they fail to wake up to what's happening now.
Absolutely, yeah. Put everybody back to sleep. Nothing to see here. Move on, folks. Nothing to see here.
I know. You know,
yes.
Randy, for the longest time, I have suggested that civil war would be just about the worst possible thing that could happen, with the exception of what we're going to get if everybody stays asleep and they don't recognize the intent to push towards a civil war. So it's kind of a, well, as far as Big Brother is concerned, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, because they intend to make sure that they're going to try to destroy you either way. It's one of those weeks. We'll talk about all of these things, but I do think we have David online. David, are you there? You're muted, but if you're there, say howdy. Says his mic is muted, but we'll see if we can't get him to unmute his mic.
Yeah. Punch the right button, David. Too many buttons. Too many buttons in our lives these days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Randy, there is so much to talk about here. What is in your mind the biggest story of the week? We haven't yet had nukes. We haven't yet had we've had the Fort Sumter moment. It was the FBI basically attacking, in this case, Mar-a-Lago. But what's the biggest news story of the week in your mind?
Well, let's see. The Gestapo, KGB, GRU, SS, FBI are all shaking in their boots now because, well, they have all kinds of threats against them. Because, oh, they're operating on a, an unequal justice system here as, it's okay for Hillary and company to bleach Brit hard drives and smash telephones and delete 30,000 emails and on and on and on. It's all, that's okay, that's fine. But as soon as someone stands up, for the Constitution, stands up for the people and questions the bureaucracy, the entrenched communists in the government. Oh, we can't have that.
They're
a domestic violent extremist. We can't have the people standing up. We can't have the people taking action.
Well, arguably,
so,
Randy,
they're quaking in their boots.
I think, and we got David online because I heard him clearing his throat there. That's good.
I'm ready to jump in.
I'm sorry,
okay,
we doubled.
So, okay, here's what. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the most important thing this week, okay? One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The people are sovereign. The people created a constitution which created the government and gave government power. And inside the grant of that power, they wrote a Bill of Limitations that we've come to understand as the Bill of Rights. Inside that Bill of Rights, particularly Article 4, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects from unreasonable seizures, searches, and seizures shall not be infringed. We've got here, going on right now, we've got a 100% rogue Department of Justice and the FBI. We've got a... And what we've got is we've got here, they're scared. They went and got a bogus warrant based upon a bogus affidavit, which the affidavit is supposed to narrowly distinguish the probable cause for the search, and then the warrant is supposed to distinguish specifically and narrowly distinguish the items or papers to be seized.
It just said everything.
What we've got.
Get it all. Take it all. If it's there, get it.
We've got proof, demonstrable proof that this government, and let me be more specific, Merrick Garland is scared, and they're trying to cover up all of the crimes that they've committed against Trump, and they know that the unclassified documents that he had were revealing their crime. And so what's really going on at Mar-a-Lago is the cover-up of the coup d'etat that occurred, the continuous coup d'etat that occurred, and the criminal the criminal actions that were initiated against a sitting president while he was in office. That's what's going on in Mar-a-Lago. It's cover-up. Go ahead, Mark.
And basically what you're saying is exactly what we've known. You know, they helped Hitler destroy evidence, and the reason they raided Trump was because he wasn't destroying evidence. He was going to use it against them, and that can't be permitted. So they went in there to destroy the evidence. Now, did they get what they wanted? Perhaps not. But because if Trump was smart, he's put it somewhere else, and that and a whole bunch of other evidence of the level of crimes. But you're right. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. It wasn't so desperate. And you're correct when you say they're scared. You know what else is funny? I think, guys, as I was looking at the list of stories, I got a stack here of things, good news and bad news, all the stories this week, the crimes, they all, one way or another, they all bear on this same idea of, are the people going to figure out what's going on? Is the truth going to come out? Let me give you two examples that are on the humorous pile. One, Liz Cheney, one of the biggest scumbags in the Congress, and one of the worst rhinos, if not the worst, and boy, there's quite a bit of competition on that score. She's gone. Good riddance. Get her out of there. She was whacked, shellacked, and packed out of Wyoming by better than a 2-to-1 ratio. So people saw through her, and that's good. Daddy didn't help. There was a great thing on the Babylon Bee. It says a picture of Dick Cheney coming to stump for her and saying Trump is the worst thing that's happened. And the caption says, yes, this from a guy that shot some dude in the face and started two wars. That's part A. Part B, Lloyd Austin, the quadruple vaxxed scumbag who basically says, we want to destroy the military because we're going to tell everybody that if you believe in God, you're not welcome here. Furthermore, if you won't take the poison poke and kill yourself, we're going to get rid of you. So he has, however, been quadruple vaxxed. Now he's double COVID. He's sick again, in other words. The vax didn't seem to do very much good. So the guy that basically is destroying the military on the pretense that we have to protect our military readiness from COVID is out of commission for the second time. There's a big message here, guys. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, CDC stealth edits page on messenger RNA COVID vaccines for the CCP virus. Let's see, they just edited it all so it sounds better. And they admitted, oh, we made some major mistakes in this whole fiasco. Nothing to see here, folks. Move on. The elevator music will start here in just a minute more.
Let me throw one more out in the pile, and then we'll go back to David. Out of the UK came data. Now, they didn't actually come out and admit this. You just have to read the data and see. But shocking admission, says Global Research, and this is getting some press outside of the waste stream. UK government admits that vaccinated children are 4,423% more likely to die of any and all causes, and they're 16,633% more times likely to die specifically of COVID than unvaxxed children. Huh. No wonder they didn't come right out and say that. You have to read the tables and recognize that's what the data shows. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was going to say, Fox News broke a story yesterday, and the guy put it all on the line. Basically, 100,000, more than 100,000 deaths and millions of injuries. You know, this is getting to be old news. We've known this all along, but the narrative is being challenged, and fortunately, or divinely challenged, the truth is coming out. You cannot suppress the truth, okay? And here's the thing. You can't suppress the truth. You can deviate from it. You can throw up a smoke screen around it. You can, you know, propagate propaganda all day long, and we're all seduced by, you know, and it's shiny and new and cool, and that lasts for a while, but it always wears off, and the truth is still there. And that's what we're seeing now, is that those of us that didn't take the poke and that were objecting to the mask, we took a stand, and as a result of taking the stand, I think we pushed, you know, we stood for the truth, and the truth is now coming into the light. And here, the problem with the truth is they that were working against it are exposed as the criminal syndicate that they are, and their days are numbered. And that's why they're destroying the military, is they, it's all about their control and their security. There, I'll just take it that far. And
okay, now you were referring, when you mentioned somebody, you were referring to Steve Kerr specifically, that was on Fox, who, as the headline says on his website, drops the truth bomb. That's the one you were talking about, right? He said between 5 and 12 million vaccine injuries documented at this point. And Fox host, oh, we can't verify those numbers. And Kerr's response, seriously, who's not allowing you to verify what I just said? So you're right. It was kind of humorous to see him. Now, by the way, this guy is a well-known leftist liberal. He's given tens of millions of bucks to Democrats over the years, but he announced, too, he's had enough because he's not going to put up with the lies. And what was also funny was now I'm skipping her name, Wolf. Naomi Wolf, Dr. Naomi Wolf, is another well-known leftist and author, and she too is basically saying, hey, you know, I'm not so much in the leftist camp anymore, because used to be they stood for things like free speech. Now they're liars and the truth is not in them. So more and more people, as you pointed out, are coming out and saying, I've had it. I just had it with the lies. I'm not going to pay that piper anymore. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, sorry. Here I am. It's just incredible. The lies, deceit, and everything else, all out in the open. It's just, you know, here's one from Gateway Pundit. FBI agent pleads guilty to destroying evidence to frame pro-Trump political prisoner. There we go, folks. There we go. I mean, when are the supposed, you know, you listen to Sean Hannity, oh, 99% of the FBI are all great good fellows and gals, and they would never do anything wrong. Why aren't they instituting citizens' arrests, upholding their oath of office, against Merrick Garland, against what's his name, Ray, head of the FBI? You know, why aren't you guys standing up out there? I know you're listening. I know you're monitoring this broadcast. So, you know, stand up. Take your oath of office seriously. But, oh, well, it might jeopardize my paycheck. It might jeopardize my pension. I might lose my job.
They might do what they did to Trump, to me. They might do what they did to all those people that tried to peacefully protest in Washington in the swamp. They might do that to me. Why, here I am, high profile. I'm afraid that all the things I've been doing to other people, the God of the Bible says I got to worry about it, because that might happen to me too. So what they're doing, Randy, is doubling down and upping the ante on just about every front. Let me throw out one other story. This one is funny, and it kind of makes the point that David was making a second ago. This is something that I know you and I have talked about and been following for over 2.5 decades at this point. It was the shoot down of a U.S. airliner, TWA Flight 800, in July of 1996 during the Bill Clinton the Rapist reelection campaign. Turns out there was a military exercise being held off the shores of Long Island. This airliner took off, headed for Europe, and they shot it down. Turns out, though, they didn't want that story to come out, so they made up this bogus BS about how a plane can spontaneously combust in flight, still climb for over a mile, violating the laws of physics and aerodynamics, and then all of the 700 eyewitnesses that were pointed out by people like Jack Hashiel, then we can debunk them. We don't even have to interview most of them. And now, turns out that one of the fellows who was on one of the Navy vessels there, a fellow named Teal, he was on the USS Carr, a guided missile frigate, and he was on the CIC, basically the command deck, during the test, and he heard the whole thing, and he's now come forward and said, yep, it was a shoot down, it was a U.S. military missile that took it out, and they covered it up, and they've been covering it up, and he's been working for all these years to point that out. Jack Cashel has confirmed his story that he was there. They were testing new radar systems, Aegis systems, and it was oops, aw shit, oops, now we got to really cover it up, because obviously we can't have military incompetence affecting the election of a rapist that needs to go back into the White House. David's right. Go ahead, David. This is the truth. It's taken years to come out. Now, some of us knew about it because the story didn't wash back in 1996. But as far as the press is concerned, they're still not covering it.
The time has come when there's such a powerful delusion. People believe a lie, and that's because they refuse to love the truth. That's the why. The why is because they refuse to love the truth. Randy, you were saying that, let me say this. You engage with one of these leftists or one of these rhinos, you engage with them, and they're either being obtuse, and I've mentioned that before on the show, or they're in absolute denial. The result is the same. They obfuscate the truth with more propaganda. Now, the propaganda, the wheels are falling off. The delusion is coming undone. The hypnosis is wearing off of those who love the truth. If you don't love the truth, for some strange reason, you buy into this stuff. You can't see it. So, you know, I realize we're talking to a bunch of people on your show. We're really preaching to the choir. But I think, if anything, let me encourage you people, you know, vindication is coming. Continue to take your stand. Stand in the truth and go ahead and suffer the repercussions from it. I've really struggled about whether we're supposed to be casting our pearls before swine, but then I reflect to the Messiah and realize he was always telling the truth, which is why they ultimately murdered him, is because he was really bad for business, he was bad for the control, he was bad for propaganda, because the people back in the day were still going through the powerful delusion of propaganda. And so here we are now in the year 2022, and we're at war, and the sooner we get our minds around right now that there's a mental Armageddon. Armageddon is taking place in our minds, and we're being punched, and we're punching back, but the truth is punching through, Mark.
Well, that's always the good news. And again, the thing I want to emphasize, you're right, the truth eventually will out. Our Creator promises that those things that are hidden will be revealed. We're certainly seeing those things revealed. But that doesn't mean we don't have to stand up and speak the truth boldly as we ought to and blow the shofar and let people know about it, even if they don't want to hear it. And we're also seeing the pushback on so many fronts as well. I want to throw out one more story, then I'll go to Randy. I'm sure all of you guys are aware of this, but the Muppet in Chief, the marionette, the ventriloquist dummy, signed a bill on Monday. It's not law because it's a violation of law, but hey, who cares about that anymore? Anyway, the $750 billion, $750 billion of utter waste, and I wish it was just, you know, thrown down the rat hole. That would be better. No, instead what they're doing is they're using it for outright evil. They're pushing energy that's not energy that will, in fact, cause more problems than it does good. That's part of it. They're also, of course, as you've probably heard, going to add 87,000 new IRS troops to the standing army. These are armed people who will, as Randy pointed out last week, and I agree completely, have been sent hither to harass our people and eat out their substance. And what I have been looking at over the last few days, and I'll throw out a couple of quotes. I'm sure, Randy, you guys, David, you know more of them, too. One of the most famous, Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, one of the signers of the Constitution at 1789, he famously asked this, "What serves the use of a militia?" This is during the debate on the Second Amendment. He said, "It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty." Now, what has Big Brother just done? They've just said, well, you know, the hell with posse comitatus. We've been getting rid of that for years. We saw how we could get around it at Waco and execute a bunch of men, women, or children in their church. That was good, but this is better. Now we're going to send 87,000 new armed IRS agents out. Actually, not all of them are going to be armed, but the vast majority will be. A new standing army to continue the crackdown, because we know what's coming. Hell, we've got this hyperinflation planned. We know that the famine is coming. We know all the things we've been working on are coming to a head here, and we better have a standing army. So that's what they have been doing. And it is, well, let me just read one other line. This is from James Madison, Federalist Papers. He's also, of course, called the father of the Constitution, and he was there as well. "A government resting on a minority is an aristocracy." I think he's talking about the Biden regime. Among others, "not a republic, and it could not be safe with a numerical and physical force against it." In other words, an armed populace. "Without a standing army," so that's why they've just put a new IRS army in place, "and they need an enslaved press and a disarmed populace." The regime is working on all of those, and they're doubling down. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, time to wake up, folks. Time to stand up. Time to say, no, that's it. Write your congressmen, write your senators. Do the things that we have been, you know, laid out before us to correct this. And the other thing is, well, go and vote. Come November, go and vote. The people in Wyoming stood up and said, "Liz Cheney, you are not representing us. You're out of here. You're done. You're gone." And that's what has the deep state, the bureaucracy embedded. That's what has them scared. They're running scared that, oh, we're going to lose power. We're going to lose power. And, you know, the true the vote, the 2,000 mules, get that video, get it shared among everyone out there. And I don't know if you guys have noticed here in Colorado on the mainstream prostitutes, Janet Griswold and former Secretary of State, and getting up, and the elections here in Colorado are true and secure, and we got to fight this election disinformation. Yeah. And it's just incredible. They keep repeating the lies. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, and finally the sheep out there will believe it.
I think the
I want to take it farther than what Randy did. I mean, let's get radical, okay? The why. You know, Randy, yeah, it's about power. It's about power. But these people, come on, let's get right down to it. They're human trafficking. There's pedophiles. They're grooming children. There's a slave trade going on, and Trump threatened that. And they will do anything to prevent that truth from coming out, up to and including fake vaccines, fake COVID, a fake president, and everything about their world is fake, so that, not just to secure power, yes, to secure power, but to secure power so that they will not be busted. Because when they get busted, they will die, okay? So their real motivation is they're afraid of dying because they're guilty of perpetrating the biggest fraud on the planet that has ever been perpetrated. And actually, it's been perpetrated in perpetuity because this is not something that's just recently started.
It goes way back.
It's just now coming to light. And so Trump represented bringing... Uh-oh.
Yep, worth the break. We'll pick it up right there when we get back. Second half now of the Drive Time Friday show, and David, we got interrupted. David got interrupted at the bottom of the hour, and he was talking about one of those things that I think most of us have some difficulty literally wrapping our heads around, and that's just how incredibly deep the level of evil that we're dealing with really is. The more that it gets revealed, the more we realize this is mind-boggling. I have to go back and quote Jeremiah, where he says the human heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all. Who can know it? And the answer is most of us just plain can't begin to recognize how much evil we're dealing with here in the likes of a Merrick Garland or a George Soros, or those people that are literally destroying the earth, that want a World War III, that intend to kill billions of people, and they're willing to pull out all the stops to do it, and they have been lying through their damnable teeth for decades. Some of that's finally being revealed. They certainly overthrown the form of government we were supposed to have, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. All of this. Anyway, so David, pick it up, and take us where you were headed.
Well, first of all, I'm going to comment on John Fogerty and Bad Mood Horizon, you know, because I'm going to flip that on you FBI bastards that are listening to this show. We're the storm and you're going down. All right. You're so totally busted. See, we know what you're protecting. You're protecting human trafficking. You're protecting a bunch of rich, ultra rich oligarchs that are perpetrating, child. You're doing sex with children. Your days are numbered. Your time is over. And that's why you raided Donald Trump's house. We know that's the why, because you're running for cover right now. And so, you know, and of course, you know, you got control of the media. You know, it's not NPR, National Public Radio. It's National Propaganda Radio. And CNN, that's your propaganda arm. And, you know, we're all catching up and catching on now that what you're really doing is you're hiding your crimes because you're going to die. Listen to me. And you're bringing it on yourself. Treason, you're traitors, and I don't know how this is going to unfold. I just know that it's going to unfold. And these aren't threats, by the way. I'm just letting you know that's why you're running. We know that's why you're persecuting Trump. So, you know, it's not about, you know, even to hold your positions of power. It's about protecting. It's about covering your butt from the truth that you guys are totally anti-Christ. You're totally anti-God. You're anti-truth. You're anti-anything that gives value to America. And there's only a few of you. And here's the thing. You guys have this, you know, big old balloon out there, this big old, you know, narrative going on, and you want us to think that there's a lot of people involved, and there's not. We know that you're a few in number. And as long as you can maintain that narrative, you can maintain control. But your narrative is on the line. And, you know, I don't know whether we're going to use the military to come in there and get you, or how this thing, whether it's going to be Durham and his, you know, grand jury, but just, we know that's what you're up to. So, you know, Mark, I'm done commenting for now.
Okay. Again, the mind boggles at just the sheer level of evil. And you're right, it's child sacrifice. It goes back to Molech, the AI thing that they're trying to build a god in their own image to control the world. That goes all the way back to Genesis 3. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just that the level of evil, now with the technology that they've got, has expanded beyond anything that most of us could ever have possibly conceived of. And I think that's why it's hard for so many Americans. Randy was talking about that, you know, they sleepwalk through life. They just can't believe. Because to recognize the level of evil requires people to step out of their comfort zone and go, whoa, I had no clue it was this bad. No, it's worse. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, one good thing here, and from the Gateway Pundit, I just closed that. Anyway, the FBI agent in a case of a state senator in Arkansas that they framed for fraud, a Trump supporter, back in 2016-17, that the FBI agent had the exculpatory evidence on his laptop that was never turned over to the defense, and he's caught red-handed now, pled guilty to destroying evidence, and a couple of other charges that he pleaded guilty to. We'll see what happens to him, whether he ends up in a 20-year prison sentence or, gets to retire, get his pension, and walk away. We'll see,
Randy,
what happens there.
I'll have a wager for you. Not that I take wagers or make them, but this is a gentleman's bet. I bet you we just never hear about this guy again. I bet he just disappears and slips through the cracks and goes off and, remember what they did to Lon Horiuchi, the guy who shot Vicky Weaver and then helped out at Waco with the executions. He went into witness protection program. He's on an island somewhere slipping a margarita. Oh, and by the way, in case people have forgotten, the guy that helped him get away with it was a fellow named Bill Barr. Wonder what happened to him. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't
Bill
know that?
Bill Barr
was involved with Lon Horiuchi. He helped to make that situation disappear. He's a fixer from way back. And it's funny, too, how many of the other names that you'll see with Waco and with the cover-up of the TWA 800 shoot-down, so many of them at the FBI all ended up getting cushy positions and moving on. Of course, Robert Mueller, too, he has a long history. Before he went after Trump, he was one, for example, that there's evidence that suggests, and I believe that this is the case, he delivered the yellow cake on behalf of Hillary Clinton to Russia, so that they could take a large part of the U.S. military's nuclear supply and civilian nuclear supply, too, and to ship it to Russia.
Oh, and, well, let's see. Oh, sell off a bunch of our uranium to Russia. Let's see, how are we going to go on this? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's a pretty bad deal here.
Well, let's talk about another aspect of this, and how do we get into this one? The mega drought. That continues, and there's more and more evidence, more and more stories of late about what we've known out west here for a long time. The geoengineering is real, and it's. Let me put it this way, I guess. No, it's a great big stinking lie that your SUV is causing the climate change. Sun has a lot more to do with it than some emissions like CO2 or cow farts or people breathing out. CO2 is a vital gas, not a problem. Same thing for nitrogen and ammonia. Why? That's the reason that they're using to shut down farming in Holland, because we can't. The Netherlands needs to make sure that we're not the biggest exporter of food to Europe. So forget that. But it is true that billions upon billions of dollars of money spent putting particulates and poisons into the upper atmosphere being sprayed out of the back of planes. That can cause a problem, has caused a problem, and geoengineering is, in fact, causing real climate change that is exacerbating things that the sun was doing. And we're seeing that pay off because now they have managed to achieve the greatest drought in 1,200 years out west. This week the news was the river, the Colorado River that feeds literally most of the west, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, they're cutting back again, additional cutbacks in water to Nevada and to Arizona in particular. Why? Because, well, there's some of that that actually gets made into food. We can't have that. But here's the irony, guys. California, I guess they got enough leftists over there in Hollywood. They're not going to have any more cutbacks. They've already destroyed their farms. What else do they need?
All right. So, you know, there's a video I want everybody to remember. Google this. It's called Angels Don't Play That Harp. H-A-A-R-P.
Yeah, but use a better search engine than Google,
please.
High altitude
aerial resonance projection. It's a thing. It was Nikola Tesla, one of my heroes in history, who came up with all kinds of electrical gadgets and all kinds of amazing patents. And if we, the people on this planet, were really serious about green energy and we're really serious about getting off fossil fuels, we would be tapping into Nikola Tesla. We wouldn't be putting out tall aerodynamic windmills that destroy birds as they fly through the blades of these things and into the blades. No, the lie is we have the technology. They're using the technology against us. And if they can, you know, last, if they can hang on and get through all of the tribulation coming upon them, by the way, that they're about to go through, they will then implement Nikola Tesla's ideas. But see, it's more than Nikola Tesla. About 100 years ago, America and the world was going through an epiphany of knowledge, and they were coming into all kinds of amazing knowledge. And all of that knowledge got sidetracked, all that was derailed by the powers that be, the J.P. Morgans and the whatnot bankers that ultimately formed the Federal Reserve System and took over the central banking of the world. Those technologies, and I'm going to go back to HAARP and geoengineering and what you're talking about. See, they're using the technology right now in an agenda to maintain control and power so that, and we already talked about, the so that they can not be busted for their crimes. So all of the drought, all of the weather, all of the weird stuff, all of the climate change and all of the global warming, all of this can be directly attributed to the chemtrails and the HAARP project and all of the other, means of using weather as a weapon. And you can Google that one too. I think Johnson was talking about that in 1963, 1964,
about weather control, yes,
after Kennedy's assassination. Because Kennedy wanted to expose all this back in the day. We're still fighting that war. I guess, to sum up, yes, these people have the, and when I say these people, who are we talking about? That's so vague. No, we're talking about a small cabal who happens to have positions of power in the intelligence community, and they're doing everything they can now to stop the hemorrhaging from the truth that is coming out and exposing them. And it's the cover-up that gets them. And so what's really cool about this, the upside and the downside is their days are numbered and the wheels are coming off the regime, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if. And, but yes, Mark, also all these stories they can be linked back to those that have the power to control the history. They have the power to control the narrative. They have the power to control the minds and the hearts of anyone that doesn't love the truth. And that's what we're watching happening. And the good news is the more that we stand on the truth and stand as the storm, the sooner this regime will come to an end, because their fighting against it will be that which exposes them. Thanks, Mark.
Randy, you got some other stories you want to kick out before we move on to the at least one of the other things we got to cover today. Go ahead.
Yeah, USAWatchdog.com, Dane Wigington interview with Greg Hunter, well worth watching, folks. The Richmond of the Earth, Bill Gates, etc., the, quote, scientists that have perpetrated the climate change, well, they're doing more to change the climate by their chemtrailing than, well, anything else. The Lord is in control of all of this, and the sun he put up there in the sky is controlling a lot of what's going on with the weather. So, that's what I had on that. So, where do we go from here, Mark?
Okay, well, the obvious connection here, and we need to make sure we point this out again, has to do with the food crisis. I've already kind of alluded to it. But just as the lies are being revealed elsewhere, and they're doubling down on so many fronts, pushing towards World War III, Civil War, it's undeniable that the level of effort that's been put into trying to create a famine is bearing some fruit. There may not be any fruit in California or shipped out of Arizona once they shut off the water, or out of the Netherlands in the form of meat. But when it comes to all the things that they're able to accomplish, people had better be really aware of that and preparing for it, because we're going to see it. And sadly, it's happening big time.
Steven, oh, absolutely. I follow agriculture. I have for years because I'm partly involved in agriculture. And you know, we got all the wheat prices are going up, corn prices are going up, everything else. Well, that's true, but the price of the fuel, the tires, the fertilizer, and now the question of being able to get the fertilizer for next year's crop. You already have to look at that in advance. The cost to feed the chickens, so you get an egg in the morning, etc., 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 has not even come close to the higher ag prices have not even come close to helping the farmers stay solvent in their operations. So, folks, if you haven't got a food supply set aside, if you don't have a garden, you can't grow a garden or whatever, you better get with it, because, famine is one of the judgments of God against an ungodly nation, against an ungodly world.
Well, and let's spend a minute or two talking about that, guys, because, again, it's important. I think one of the things we need to do, Dave is right, there is certainly some preaching to the choir when we talk to people here on Hebrew Nation Radio. But on the other hand, one of the things I have always seen it as our mission to do is to arm folks with the truth. In other words, most of the people I talk to will say, hey, I talk to my cousins. We get together at Thanksgiving dinner. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. On the other hand, Scripture tells us we're supposed to be ready in season and out to give an account for the hope that's within us and to be able to tell them what's going on. And eventually, they'll realize it. Eventually, maybe it's too late, that's part of the problem, they come to grips with, there really is a lot of evil going on out there. Well, so here it is, it's late summer, arguably, it's too late to tell people that have never tried it, go put in a garden, because you're not going to get a garden before it's before the end of the year. So what can we talk about and do right now? And the answer is, A, you can wake up. You can set aside some food. You can start making some contacts and saying, okay, the people that Randy's talking about, the farmers that know what's going on, they're putting away seed. They're going to be, pretty soon, they're going to be doing canning. They're going to be putting away the harvest. They're going to be preparing for next year. And, as somebody who's new to this gardening thing, that's always been a challenge for me. I find that I'm behind the curve. March comes along and I go, oh, wow, there's a lot of stuff I didn't get done yet that I now know I should have done earlier. So, Randy, let me go to you, and then we'll go to David. But some of the things that people can be doing now physically, obviously we need to be paying attention and knowing who we serve. What are the things we can be doing now physically to prepare for what is arguably not going to be diverted at this point? Even if people woke up tomorrow, and even if they said, oh, we want to restore the republic, the famine is baked in the cake. So go ahead, Randy.
The farmers markets are open throughout the country, all over the place. Go out, and if nothing else, you can dehydrate a bunch of it. If you know how to can, and you have the jars and all that, start, go to the farmers market, buy the produce, get it canned up and on the shelf. If you can't do that, and you don't know how to do that, number one, learn, but start every time you go to the grocery store, you pick up another bag or two or three of lentils, pinto beans, canned food will last as long as you keep it cool, and stored right will last years beyond the expiration date. All of those things you need to be doing. Spend an extra $50. I mean, you can't even hardly go to the store anymore and walk out with one small bag and it costs you $50. But watch for the sales. Fill your cupboards. I mean, I know people that they basically have no food in their house. They go to the store every day to buy the food. All you have to do is take one hurricane, one snowstorm, one, collapse of the trucking industry, and your grocery store has no food in it by the end of the second day. So, I mean, I don't know how much more we can yell and scream at people to get prepared, because, I don't think you want to get on the bus to the FEMA camp when the government comes and says, here you are. We can't bring the food to you, but we'll take you to the food.
Yeah, trust us. Have we ever lied to you
before?
There
we go.
And I'll throw out one thing before I go to David, and that is, it may be too late to learn how to garden, but it's not too late to say, hey, what skills do I have? I'm a plumber, I'm an electrician, I can fix stuff, I know about this or that. Can I offer those services now to somebody who might be able to help me through the coming famine, now that I realize I better be of use in what's coming? Go ahead, David.
Okay, well, so I want to distinguish the most important asset in our arsenal, the most important asset in our possession is our mind, our thoughts, our imagination. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, for the tearing down of strongholds and taking into captivity every vain imagination. That's 2 Corinthians. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wickedness, I would heal their land. That's 2 Colossians 7:14. The truth will set us free. All right, so we have to withdraw our dependence. Get off of it, okay? We withdraw our consent. Yeah. Withdraw any mental assent that we're giving to this regime that really doesn't have your best interest in mind. They're creating the famine. They're creating all of the curses that are coming on us are being created by the people that we've been looking to serve us as our government, okay? They committed treason against the people a long time ago. The important thing here is to withdraw your consent. Stop cooperating. Be ungovernable.
Amen.
All right? So don't look to them as being any kind of savior or being any kind of provision for us. They want our minds to serve them. They think they're the Borg, and they think, you know, resistance is futile. We will be assimilated, but that is not true. We have the mind of Christ. We have our Father who is the King of the universe, the creator of all that is, and we are reflections, individually manifestations of our Father, the body of Christ on earth. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we get fully into that comprehension, when we get fully into the realization of who we are and how powerful we are, and who we are as one body, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, the E pluribus unum. That is where we have to begin in our work against the evil, the dictatorship, the malevolence that is coming upon this planet. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. And by the way, one last thing. The only thing I would disagree with in anything you said there was the word indivisible, which was added to the Pledge of Allegiance later. After Lincoln managed to say, hey, no Constitution here, I actually think one of the things that may happen, and it's probably both good and evil, would be some division. Some states saying, we've had it with this federal government. We're going to secede and succeed in seceding this time. So we'll see whether or not indivisible... All right. Matters, but hey, thanks, guys. Show them, folks.